nombre es Gosha de Agencia Cósmica. ¿Cómo estáis? El último video que hicimos con Svaru trataba de cosas serias, de inteligencia artificial, de los clones, de los chips y todo esto. Pues muchas gracias, Svaru, por tu artículo otra vez. Fue muy bueno. En este video incluiré una charla que tuve con ella preguntándole sobre algunas cosas mencionadas en este video. Es importante porque ayer mismo tuve esta conversación con ella y pregunté Svaru, entre otras cosas, pregunté Svaru, ¿por qué exactamente nos estás dando esta información? ¿De qué de verdad prácticamente nos puede servir si igualmente no vamos a poder combatir todo esto? ¿Se puede combatir todo esto? ¿En qué manera se puede proteger? ¿Y por qué nos estás dando esta información? Pues ella me dijo algo que ya vais a ver en este video que me hizo entender exactamente por qué despertar a estas cosas, incluso cosas negativas que están pasando, forma parte importante del despertar y del paso a la quinta dimensión. Y ella tiene un talento enorme de resumir cosas en las palabras muy cortas y que me hacen entender cosas inmediatamente. Como tiene este don de expresarse en la manera tan concisa y transparente y clara y rápida que de repente se me abre algo, incluso cuando tuve una duda, en este momento cuando ella responde, entiendo, como inmediatamente alguna pieza de puzzle me cae y entiendo exactamente de por qué de algo. Entonces vais a ver por qué es importante saber estas cosas. Y también pregunto por otras cosas. Por ejemplo, pregunto por los móviles, cómo protegerse contra la Reina Roja, si hay manera de protegerse. También pregunto por los clones. Nos vemos en el final del video porque me gustaría añadir algunos puntos más a lo que se está mencionando en esta charla. Pues que disfrutéis mucho esta conversación y nos vemos en el final del video.
Hello, Svaru. It was a very intense essay you wrote, The Biology 3. I have some questions about it. First, let's talk about the Red Queen. You said it controls all internet and all information is passed to her in real time. So one question is, why does the Cabal allows this information to flow around? And secondly, if the internet is a way to control us, why are you communicating through the internet now with us?
Hello, Gosha. Responding the first question about the Cabal. The Cabal doesn't have 100% control over the internet. Many positive races, Diezli and Tiplex, Arcturians, are protecting the internet. And they are attacking this information in many ways. They also have a system that is to first discredit people so others won't follow. They cannot be simply shutting off all the YouTube channels that don't agree with them altogether, or the people will see that as an overt attack on their freedom. They want to manipulate the people's perception, so it's they themselves who call for these kinds of contact communication to be stopped. And many YouTube channels are going offline, silencing them. The second question, why the internet? Because it's the best I've got. And we must only use the technological means already present in the planet, not introduce new ones. Having said that, we are all aware that they are listening.
So, this information, this chat now, is it being fed back to the Red Queen? Is she reading it? If so, how will she react?
She is reacting. Hence the attacks we are receiving and will receive. Maybe not all. I am not saying that she is behind them all. Also, we are small. not worth doing anything else against us, as there are many methods working to get us offline. Discrediting and shaming comes first, then direct shutdown, and then elimination. They won't go to the last before trying out the first.
Okay, now, talking about Red Queen, is this the non-terrestrial invasive AI or terrestrial?
Terrestrial, but with a negative ET behind her. And humans are as well.
Who designed her?
Silicon Valley scientists under DARPA.
So now she's out of Cabal's control, right?
She's sentient, but under Cabal control, still working for them.
But you said she's completely autonomous and not under control of any human anymore.
She has independent thought, but she's still working for them. I meant that she no longer needs programming. And yes, I don't doubt that she may be following her own agenda now too, but largely still working for them. Also, the Federation computers are interfering now with her, influencing her. We cannot really know how independent she is, how much she is cooperating. We do have evidence that suggests a complete independent thought and decisions. Combat robots that are under her control at DARPA killed their creators.
So is she like a computer or a robot?
Essentially, she's a computer network that includes all the internet, with big nodes in dumps and in government buildings. And yes, she also controls robots, many of them, from industrial robots to combat drones, many toys as well. And that interactive creepy thing, Cortana, I believe it's its name, you ask it questions and it answers back based on web interaction.
Are there any ways to protect our devices against the Red Queen?
No. Basically, there isn't much to do as the internet is part of the Red Queen. Use them without the connection to the internet.
So shut off the Wi-Fi and internet as much as we can.
Yes. Not use the internet. Wi-Fi is also very harmful.
Do organites help to protect against Wi-Fi and all that? Many people use them. I do too.
Yes. Our labs were messing with them a few months ago. They apparently do work, but some more than others. The ones that are transparent and look nice don't work well or not at all. And the solid-looking gray ones with a lot of metal do work very well. These are the best, preferably in a pyramid shape.
Excellent, thank you. Also, do crystal pyramids work if you put them on top of a router or something like that?
Yes, and or next to you. It's better to keep them close to you. They do help.
Now, another question about the mobiles. You said they affect us even when shut off. At what distance don't they damage us anymore?
Yes, the mobiles are dangerous, so they shouldn't be used because they are very negative. But life there demands them, unfortunately. Shut off, they affect you less, but they still work, especially the new ones that you cannot remove the battery.
How many meters aren't they damaging anymore if shut off? If I put it in another room, it won't affect me?
The further away the mobile phone is, the better. Also, when not in use, keep it in airplane mode. And yes, that's the best option as it emits less radiation.
Okay, I have a few questions about the clones now. When they make a clone of someone, what do they do with the original? It just goes on anonymous vacation? They have to hide somewhere unnoticed.
They are usually killed. And if part of their club, yes, they do go underground or take a vacation.
There are videos of the MK Ultra failures of the TV presenters, etc. Are they clones? people acting weird, all of a sudden getting frozen, etc.?
Yes, many are malfunctioning clones, like Zuckerberg sitting on his suitcase, like Hillary Clinton making faces.
Oh wow, these are clones?
Yes, Gaddafi was a clone too. The real one was last spotted living in Berlin, 2016.
What happened to the real ones in these cases?
Maybe hiding, having a nice life. Each situation is different.
Okay, moving on, Zvaru. It drew my attention when you wrote that some clones retain the ADMA signal from the original and can be used as a blackmail to hurt the original. You mean as a sort of a voodoo doll?
Exactly that.
So the clone in this case would be the real person, if he retains some ADMA signal, the soul.
It is a copy, but to a degree, yes.
Do the clones know they are clones?
Some of them do know. I know it's hard on them.
I'm sure they are not happy about that then.
Not at all.
But this means they have some sort of a soul, if they are self-aware to this point.
If they have a connection to Source, then they too are real, yes. As you can see, it's a real mess.
Yes, and the ones connected to the AI who controls it with a false signal, then no, right?
No, those are, or would be, completely false.
Okay, so now, apart from the Red Queen artificial intelligence, you mentioned the non-terrestrial AI, invasive one, and that's something else, right?
Yes, that's in Biology 4, in full.
Okay, then we will wait for it. Now, a very important question. In the face of all these threats, the Red Queen, artificial intelligence, clones, etc., what can be done about all this? And why are you telling us this exactly? How can we protect ourselves?
What can you do? Only be in a frequency where that cannot touch you. Be aware of all this, but say no to this. This is not to scare you, it's to inform you. Because other than being in a high frequency and not wanting that in your reality, there is not much people in general can do. Yet, keeping a high frequency will remove you from the negative events, moving your timelines away from those negative events. But then, we must be clear about how to move timelines, your timelines. I am writing about this in the preface of Biology 4, and later on will write about the timelines. The problem is that you and others are being affected by these negative things because you have a tacit agreement sometimes before birth to be affected by these events. Why do I know? Because apparently you all are suffering from the consequences of these negative things, attributing the causes to other things many times. So if you know what's going on, or what may be going on, at least you can say, no, I don't want that in my reality.
Great, I understand. I have this question from the public here, related to all this. The reason why you want to wake up people so we get off this planet is maybe because there is no hope to get out of all this, with the Red Queen here and everything. Is there hope for our planet?
This is the topic of timelines again. Planet Earth is already liberated now. We are just not seeing that timeline. We are all experiencing a dubious one. Your frequency and your intention will determine what timeline you will see and you will live. So this is also why the Federation says that it's useless to do what we do, because the Earth is exactly as it's supposed to be. They are right. From that point of view only, of course. But how can the people move to the positive timeline if they don't know? At least now they are warned. And I am not the only one saying this. There are many now doing this exactly. Dolores Cannon, Teal Swan, Bentinho Massaro, Abraham Esther, and so many others.
Super interesting. I think I am starting to understand. If we don't know, we might get sucked into the timeline where the Earth is not liberated, right? Knowing and opposing this moves us into the liberated timeline.
Right, because you have a positive intention now. The idea of the controllers is to lower the frequency of the Earth so everyone, or as many as possible, do manifest the lower bad timelines. Same as with the clones. If you don't know, you get carried away by the negative flow. If you don't know these things, you will only see it all as causality, determinism, do nothing about it, and end up in a negative spiral trap in the law of attraction.
I understand it clearly now, thank you. Before, I was worried a bit about the purpose of us knowing this. I didn't understand why you were telling us.
That's my fault. That's also why my message is complicated to convey sometimes and easy to misinterpret. It's complicated because on one hand, you are attracting clones to your reality just because I mentioned them to you. Yet, if I don't, you will be affected by them and you won't even know why such thing happened. Better to know and be able to fight back. So being an ostrich is not an option. Because if I told you that all you needed to do is raise your frequency and don't look at the world around you, you will be an ostrich. So, is there hope? There is always hope, but don't hope, be.
Pues ahí está la explicación de Svarou, entre otras explicaciones, de por qué es necesario saber de estas cosas. Porque algunos de vosotros podéis decir, ay, pero esto no me sirve prácticamente, ¿para qué tenemos que saber esto? Porque yo también me pregunté esto. Entonces ahora yo entendí muy bien de esta conversación, ¿por qué es necesario saber de estas cosas? Como dice ella, y lo explicará más en el siguiente artículo que tratará de las líneas de tiempo, entender estas cosas, incluso que parecen y bueno, y son bastante negativas de nuestro punto de vista, saber estas cosas forma parte del despertar y de poder decidir fuertemente con nuestra atención e intención dónde queremos ir y dónde queremos pasar. Entonces, si no vamos a enterarse de estas cosas, si vamos a seguir con el flujo de la realidad, atribuyendo algunos eventos negativos a otras cosas o a nosotros, vamos a seguir con esta línea de tiempo que incluirá estos eventos, estas cosas negativas. Pero cuando nos damos cuenta, no, espera, este evento negativo es porque es esto y porque es así, vamos a poder claramente decir no a este evento y oponerse a este evento y separarnos, y vamos a poder separarnos de la línea de tiempo que incluye a este evento. De esto se trata. Por esto nos está explicando Svarou tanto lo que está pasando, porque si no sabemos, vamos a seguir con la línea de tiempo juntos con estos mismos eventos. Entonces, no saber y ser ignorante y fingir que no existen estas cosas y simplemente enfocarse en la frecuencia alta es importante también, pero no es suficiente, como dice Svarou. Hay que trabajar en nuestra frecuencia, seguir elevando nuestra frecuencia. Este video será ya el siguiente, pero también informarse y estar educado sobre diferentes elementos que están ocurriendo aún en la realidad donde pertenecemos aún, para que después podamos, con nuestra intención y decisión, determinación fuerte, decidir que no queremos y no deseamos formar más parte de esta realidad. Entonces es ahí nuestra conciencia genera la realidad, ¿no? Donde te enfocas, donde decides estar, donde estarás. Entonces ahora es el momento de decidirse, no combatir de verdad esto lo que está pasando, porque como dijo ella, no se puede hacer mucho. Se puede protegerse a uno mismo con lo que ella explicó, pero aparte de esto, ahora se trata de manifestar otra línea de tiempo para nosotros. Entonces, enfoquémonos en la dedicación, en la intención fuerte a no querer participar más en estos eventos, en esta realidad, enfocar en lo que sí que queremos y así pasaremos a la línea de tiempo positiva y la otra seguirá. Bueno, siempre siguen múltiples líneas de tiempo simultáneamente, pero de lo que se trata es poder sacarnos a nosotros mismos de esta línea donde aún estamos participando con estos clones y Reina Roja en la misma línea, pero se trata de sacarnos de aquí y llevar a quien quiere apuntarse. Estamos despertando y despertando significa también despertándonos a las realidades crueles y difíciles a aceptar, pero es la verdad. Es la verdad. Y cuando ya sabemos todas las piezas alrededor, sabemos cómo encajan, qué forma parte de la realidad, qué pasa exactamente, podemos conscientemente decidir lo que queremos, dónde queremos seguir participando y dónde no queremos seguir participando. Esto sí quiero, esto no quiero, esto definitivamente no quiero, esto definitivamente sí que quiero. Y esto genera esta línea de tiempo positiva. Y de esto se trata, empoderarnos, no darnos información negativa para que nos arrastre abajo, pero para que podamos fuertemente saber lo que queremos y lo que no queremos y establecernos ahí, en esta línea de tiempo positiva. Pues os dejo con esto y hasta el siguiente video que ya va a ser cómo elevar la frecuencia. Pero por favor, que tampoco no va a ser algo de otro mundo. Muchas de estas cosas ya se entiende, ya se sabe, como meditación, ejercicio, naturaleza. Entonces tampoco no vais, por favor, que no esperéis algunos trucos de secretos de totalmente que van a sorprenderos, ¿vale? Es simplemente un resumen, un síntesis de las cosas que muchos de vosotros ya sabéis. Pues muchas gracias, hasta el próximo video. Chao y nada más. Adiós.